We got the Nooner right now, which is brought to you by Dietz and Watson's Real Philly Deli Face-Off. Vote for your favorite Real Philly Deli hoagie at phillymag.com/RPD. Now, presenting the Nooner today, Andrew, once again, Harry. But you had a rant over the weekend. Did you pull that by any chance?
I have it ready.
Yeah, we're going to have to review that.
Yeah, I got a couple of tweets. Mm-hmm. So I screenshotted it and said, we need this for review.
All right. That's not part of the Nooner, though, is it?
No.
All right.
No.
Okay. No, we'll get to that.
Three stories as usual.
We'll do that at 12:30, all right? Put that on the board to remind us.
I'm sure people are going to be waiting for that one, right?
Well, look, I got some tweets that you were going off this weekend. Oh, and you had a really compelling question that you were talking about on the air. We'll get to that momentarily as well.
Wait a second.
Compelling. I saw him tweet
and
it out.
Andrew, in the same sentence.
I saw him tweet it out before his show, and then I tuned into his show for a little bit this weekend.
Oh, man.
Uh-huh. There was some good there was some good dialogue in the living room,
yeah?
Harry. Yes. Oh. He was bringing people together on the couch. So we'll talk about that coming up. But you got the Nooner now.
Really? I don't think I should do the Nooner.
Now that I've inflated your head,
you know what's
so
going to happen? My stock's going to fall right away after this.
It's going to crash.
Let me take inventory of my life. This weekend, I was listening to Andrew and Torty.
Yeah.
And last week, you were trying to bash baseball by figuring out stats as to why the game's dying. Oh, so your weekends are fun.
I was watching the shifts over the weekend, and you were the first person I thought of.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's not a good thing for your weekend. This weekend, I was doing different research, Harry, and I came to some other conclusions.
All right, do we want to do the Nooner today?
Mm-hmm.
All right, this sort of fits well with today's topic in terms of not being able to have a civil conversation, and that anger from just one man made things even worse for him in this situation. Last Thursday, around 3 p.m., a man was unhappy with his haircut that a barber gave him at Levels Barbershop in Brooklyn. Now, we hear this story all the time. A man or a woman is upset with the service provided, so they refuse to pay, and then an argument begins. And normally, this story ends with the police arriving and the argument coming to an end, but this has a different ending.
This isn't going to end like the Tim Hortons episode
There's no bodily fluids out here, except blood, actually. The man who was not happy with his haircut will probably actually now make money because the barber threw the guy through the front window when they were arguing over the pay.
Wait, the barber threw the customer through the front plate window.
Yes, they couldn't come to an agreement about the pay.
This is like Floyd the Barber meets Charles Barkley.
Yeah, so he throws him out the window. The guy is now bleeding everywhere, and now, of course, there's going to be a lawsuit. So he didn't pay his $15 or whatever for the haircut. Now he's going to make money because the guy threw him through a window.
Well, what was the problem with the haircut?
He didn't like the way it looked.
Well, I mean,
there's no really story as to what was wrong. I don't know if...
I mean, hair grows back.
Yeah.
You know, I mean...
But he refused to pay.
Okay.
And then instead of just, like, calling the police or anything, he took matters into his own hands and threw him out the window.
Yeah, I mean, I never even thought about that. Like, there's been times when, you know, maybe my haircut doesn't look the same as it did the last couple times.
You didn't get the desired effect.
Yeah, or I might say, man, I think you really did a good job on my hair this week. But the previous week might not have been. I never thought about not paying.
No.
You know what I mean?
There's a presumption of risk when you go. It may not be perfect.
Yeah.
You know? Like when you get a tattoo, we had that story last week.
Right.
And I misspelled Kevin and spelled Kelvin.
Yeah.
There's an assumption of risk. But you need to do, there's preventative measures you can take. Now, obviously, a tattoo's a lot different than a haircut.
Yeah, than a haircut. Yeah. Yeah.
But no, I mean, sometimes you get your haircut and you go, she wasn't on her game today.
Yeah, yeah.
Or maybe your hair didn't lay right.
Yeah, maybe my hair was screwed up.
Yeah.
Well,
or maybe you were distracted while getting it cut, Harry.
You wouldn't think not paying $10 will resort in you being thrown through a window.
Absolutely not.
That's extreme.
First of all,
right. It is kind of what we're talking about.
First of all, it's a $10 haircut.
Yeah, what did you expect?
Yeah, I mean, come on, dude.
Yeah.
You know?
Just give the man $10 and walk out. Just don't tip him.
Just stay at home and do it yourself.
Yeah, get out the clippers and go on
field. That's what I did last time I got my haircut. Not this past week, but the time before that. I just shaved my own head.
We don't really need to know this.
All right, let's move on. So this is a weird story. So
I used to cut a guy's hair in college. A buddy of mine. He had like a fade like our old boss.
What?
And I used to have to go over and cut it every two weeks.
Our old boss didn't have a fade.
Or whatever it was.
He had like a flat top thing going on. I don't know what that was.
It's bad.
Come on.
No, but my buddy used to call, you got to come over and cut my hair.
Yeah.
And for me, who has no hair,
right.
I'd be there with the clippers and I'll tell you what, hair. I was great at it.
Well, why did you go into that profession?
I'm considering it.
You are?
Yeah. Right. Once I get washed out of working with you.
All right.
Which seems to happen to everyone.
All right, so this is a weird story, so try to keep up with me.
An old barbershop a stylist instead of your ex-partner.
Talking right. to you, Jason. Keep up with me. So I did not post the video, but a woman caught a man peeing during a flight from Denver to Charleston right on the seat in front of him.
God. That's a flotation device.
The man didn't get up to go to the bathroom. He just did it at his seat. And not even into a bottle or anything like that. So the lady starts screaming. And she starts cursing because she was mad and afraid that he may accidentally, you know, spray some her way.
Misfire.
So who got in trouble? The lady did. For what? Yelling and screaming and making other passengers uncomfortable and worried because they were 30,000 feet above.
Well, she's freaking out and they don't know that she's freaking out of her pee. They think she's freaking out of her, a shoe bomb.
They knew.
Oh, they knew?
They knew. So when the plane landed, the police were actually waiting for the man, and they cuffed him right away. But during the flight, the attendants didn't want to deal with him, so they took it out on the lady who was yelling.
That's ridiculous. But did this guy actually get it out?
Yes.
Or, oh, my God.
Apparently, he was very drunk
on
the flight.
Okay.
Yeah.
Apparently, he groped someone in the beginning of the flight, and they actually moved his seat. But the fact that the attendants were yelling at the lady who was upset with the man peeing at a seat... is an outrage.
Yeah, I'm telling you, though. You hear about these stupid stories all the time now about on flight, like people going nuts.
Yeah.
Doing stupid stuff. Imagine if you're on that flight. Like, you're 38,000 feet in the air, whatever it is. And
you're helpless.
You're helpless, man.
I've never been on a flight where things have kind of gone sideways like that.
I haven't either.
I bet you a lot of people listening have, though.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear those stories.
What
do you do?
Yeah, I mean, what happened and what did you do?
Yeah, if the guy in front of you all of a sudden decides to go pee in a cup or just on the seat, I mean, what are you going to do as a passenger?
What do you do?
I'm going, dude.
Yeah.
I had a guy that bought a full bottle of whiskey after security and brought onto the plane and was just drinking it. And
really?
By the time the flight, it was from back from Lithuania, so it was 9 hours.
Oh.
And this dude's just down in whiskey.
He's talking to himself.
Well, that's what Lithuania does to you.
Yeah,
you're over there for too long.
But he was just talking to himself, and I'm like looking at him. It was weird. Then he got up as we were landing to go to the bathroom, and he wouldn't come out. They actually had to open the door and force him to go back to his seat to put his seatbelt on.
Oh, my goodness.
It was weird. All right, last one here.
Remember
the issue that happened at the Starbucks a few weeks ago?
In Philadelphia?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Well, since then, the coffee shop has been trying to do things to get some good publicity, and they just changed one of their rules. Starting this week, you can now enter a Starbucks and just sit there without purchasing anything, and you can use their bathroom, you name it. Now, going back to what happened a few weeks ago, the employees at the Starbucks felt uncomfortable and called the cops because two customers had yet to make a purchase, and they said they were waiting for a friend. Now, I understand why they made this new rule so something like this doesn't happen again.
Yeah.
But now think of the things that can happen when you can just go in and do whatever you want. Mm-hmm. I've been at a couple of Starbucks before where some strange people go to the bathroom and they're in there for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think much good could actually come of this.
Well, I mean...
except for the situation.
You can't do, let's be clear. You can't do whatever you want.
No.
You can just go there and not purchase food and loiter is basically what they're saying you can do.
Yeah, basically what it is.
Yeah, but you
and
now know Wi-Fi. Because of what happened a couple weeks ago... employees are going to feel uncomfortable now to just approach someone. So
when a guy walks
out of the bathroom with, you know, a needle in his arm, which I've seen before.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen this before?
Yes. At the one in Manayunk.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Dude.
What?
A guy used the bathroom.
To shoot up.
And the needle's still hanging out of his arm when he walked
out? And that was before this new rule.
Mm.
So now think of this rule when you can just go in whenever you want.
Well, Starbucks shut the whole chain down nationally for a day. So they could get some sort of...
Did that happen already? I know that was going to happen.
Yeah, they shut her down, Harry.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Wow.
Well, gotta react.
Yeah. Well, you gotta be careful how you react.
Yeah.